At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rod Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So, if you don't mind, do me that huge favor. I really would appreciate it. My question for you today is, what does healthy masculinity look like in 2025? Not only what does it look like in 2025, if you're a black man, I really want to get your perspective on this as well. So I was talking with my boys about this, and the more and more we talked about it, the more I realized we grew up with some bad thought processes in all of this. You know, growing up, I had mixed messages about what it means to be a man. On one hand, I had my grandfather, a man who worked a lot, never missed church, showed love through his actions more than his words. And then on the other hand, I'm growing up partly in LA, partly in my latter years in Texas. I had the streets, I had my boys, I had peer pressure, and a culture that often told me that being a man meant being hard, being emotionless. And if anything was about to pop off, you had to be ready to prove something. So in our early years, I'll just say that we connected the two S's to masculinity. And what do I mean by the two S's? Sports and sex. Yeah, I said it. Sports and sex. You had to be good at either one of them. And for what? Affirmation and accolades. We thought in our minds that if we were good at sex, these girls was going to tell all their homegirls and they all were going to want you. Nope. That's not masculinity. That's foolishness. We also thought that if we were the stars on a team, we were the man, we'd get all the accolades, right? But that stopped the moment you stopped playing sports. Plain and simple. You were left trying to figure out, what does masculinity really look like? But here we are in 2025. And I'm learning day by day that healthy masculinity isn't about choosing between strong and being vulnerable. It's about integrating both. It's about understanding that true strength often looks like knowing when to speak up and when to listen, when to lead and when to follow, when to protect, and when to surrender. Real talk, as black men, we carry a unique burden. We're navigating through systematic pressures while trying to be providers, protectors, and partners. We're healing from generational trauma, like I talked about earlier, while trying not to pass it down to our sons and our daughters. We're learning to express emotions in healthy ways when many of our fathers and grandfathers didn't have that luxury. Healthy masculinity in 2025 means recognizing that our strength isn't measured by how much we can endure in silence. It's measured by our ability to create safe spaces for others, to show up consistently, and to do the inner work that breaks cycles instead of perpetuating them. I kind of think about my own journey how I had to unlearn the idea that asking for help was a weakness. How I had to understand that going to therapy wasn't admitting defeat, but rather taking responsibility for my mental health so I could show up better for my family and my community. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. Back. And we are back. So, what does this look like practically? Let me share three things that have transformed how I try to approach masculinity. First, emotional intelligence over emotional suppression. Instead of saying man up when we're struggling, we're learning to say, let's talk through this. This means creating regular check-ins with our brothers, our partners, our children. It means modeling that it's okay to feel deeply and express those feelings in healthy ways. Secondly, collaborative leadership instead of domination. In our relationships, whether romantic, familial, or professional, healthy masculinity means leading through service, not through control. It means using our influence to elevate others, especially the women and children in our lives. It means making decisions together, not for others. Third, accountability. Accountability without shame. When we mess up, and we will, healthy masculinity means owning it quickly, making amends genuinely, and changing our behaviors consistently. It means holding our brothers accountable with love, not with judgment. So, we got emotional intelligence, right? Emotional intelligence versus emotional suppression, regular check-ins, and being okay with expressing your feelings. Then we have collaborative leadership instead of domination. Use your influence to elevate others, not control them, and accountability without shame, owning up and holding each other accountable. This brings me to my man, Joseph in the Old Testament. Now, Joseph had every reason to embrace toxic masculinity. His brother sold him out for chicken change and put him into slavery. He was falsely accused and imprisoned, and he faced rejection and betrayal repeatedly. But look how my man Joseph responded. When he had the power to get back at his brothers, when he was second in command in Egypt and they came begging for food, what did he do? He wept. Scripture tells us that he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. Here's a man in a position of ultimate power, face to face with the people who screwed him over in the worst way. And his first response wasn't rage, wasn't revenge, it was tears. Then he chose forgiveness. He chose to use his position to preserve life and not to destroy it. So what Joseph shows us is that healthy masculinity includes the full range of human emotions. It includes the wisdom to see the bigger picture. It includes the strength to choose restoration over retaliation. He was a provider, a protector, and a leader. But he did it all with integrity, wisdom, and yes, he did it with tears. So this work does continue for us because we are all a work in progress, of course. How do we do that? The work of healthy masculinity isn't a destination. It's a daily practice. Let me say that again. The work of healthy masculinity isn't a destination. It's a practice. What does that look like? It's checking in on ourselves regularly. It's surrounding ourselves with other men who are also committed to growth. It's being patient with the process while staying committed to the outcome. For those of us raising sons, it means modeling this new way of being a man. For those of us in relationships, it means partnership over patriarchy. I hope I didn't miss that word. For those of us in leadership, it means service over self-interest. And for all of us, it means understanding that our masculinity is not threatened by the strength of others, especially the women in our lives. Healthy masculinity celebrates and amplifies the gifts of everyone around us. So, as we move forward with this and beyond, let's commit to being the men our community needs. Not just strong, not just wise, but strong and wise, not just providers, but nurturers, right? Not just protectors, but peacemakers. Let's be the men who break generational curses and create generational blessings. I like that. Let's be the men who break generational curses and create generational blessings. Let's be the men who can cry with Joseph, lead with integrity, and love without condition, because that's what healthy masculinity looks like. It looks like wholeness, not just strength. It looks like wisdom, not just power. It looks like love, not just leadership. The world needs us to show up as our full selves. That's emotionally intelligent, spiritually grounded, and committed to the flourishing of everyone in our circle of influence. And you know what? That's what I'm working towards. And I hope you'll join me in this journey. That is it for today. Remember, growth is a process, not perfection. Be patient with yourself, stay committed to the work, and keep showing up. Until next time, stay blessed, stay growing, and keep building the kind of masculinity our communities can be proud of. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share it with someone, just one person. The only way we grow with this podcast is when you guys share it. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.